Listen and love. Jesus answered, "The most important thing is, hear, O Israel. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." Mark 12:29-30. Israel were commanded to hear their faithful God and to love him. Likewise, the church are to listen to our Lord and love him with our whole being. The church is to hear all the Spirit says to us and not to wax cold towards him. As Christians, we need to return to our first love, the one who first loved us. The God of Israel was utterly faithful and kept covenant with his people. And our God of faithfulness and truth is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Never let us be those that forget our God is truly faithful. He can be trusted. Great is God's faithfulness, and great is Christ's love for his church. These vital truths are for our learning and were played out in the time of Nehemiah. They are still true today and need to be fastened in our hearts and secured in our mind. Let us without reservation listen and love. Listen to his voice and hear his word. Encourage each other to fall in love with our Lord all over again. Let us seek to remain in direct unity, in the bond of love and fellowship, despite satanic oppression, to be clothed in the armour of our warfare, which means to be covered in Christ, for we live in dark days, to recognise our sin and humble ourselves before God, and to intercede on behalf of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us not be afraid. Don't be afraid to pray. Don't be afraid to humble yourself before the Lord. Remember, the devil will lie to you and about you. He will tell you what you are doing for the Lord will come to nothing. He will accuse you and say you have no purpose. He will seek to undermine your love and trust in the Lord. Remember to listen to the word of the Lord and to trust him in all things. To trust his faithfulness and let God fight our battles. Let us remember, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Give no offence in anything, so that the ministry is not discredited. But in all things, seek to encourage each other. And in everything, let us commend ourselves as faithful servants of God. Behold, this is the way we should live, in much patience, in affliction, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labours, in watchings, in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere, genuine, agape love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armour of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honour and dishonour, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, and as dying. Behold, this is the way we should live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O beloved, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. 2 Corinthians 6:2-11.